I remember school meals, because I had school meals, going into the canteen, and always there's a certain smell about school dinners. There is a certain smell, good, bad, or indifferent. There is just that certain smell, and even now I can be walking somewhere and I get a bit of deja vu. You smell something and I think, oh, school dinners. And you know, it's just weird and wonderful. And the old-fashioned meals then. And because my parents are West Indian, you know, being a first generation born here and going through the system, I grew up with the culture of West Indian food. So actually going to school introduced me to the English fare of food, and like spotty dick and custard and apple crumble and even your meat and two veg, your roast beef dinners. And so I got introduced to a new culture of food, which was absolutely totally different to what I grew up with at home. The joy then was then bringing my parents into this new adventure, new culture of, why can't we have this? Can we try that? You know, and it was fair play. You know, they did try some things they liked, some things they didn't. But then I found there was some things I didn't like turnips, don't like. So there was meals, English meals, that I didn't like then, that I still don't like. I don't mind your English stew, but I don't like your dumplings, suet dumplings, because they're totally different to West Indian dumplings. So, you know, but that was something, again, something new. Fish and chips was a new thing, where, like, with the West Indian, they tend to cook meals every single day, 7 days a week. No such thing as takeaways. So for my parents, for them as well, it was new for them. But obviously, as adults going out and working, they may have a sandwich or an English dinner, but they never ever cooked it. So we, as kids, grew up, never had that until we went to school. And if you had school dinners, it was, you know. So on a Friday, it was like, can we have fish and chips today? And it was like in newspaper, so it was fantastic. Tasted very good in newspaper. Then you could read the newspaper after.